from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Question I have for you, do the large numbers of people arriving in the country, in the good news sense, offset what really must be now really worrying numbers of young New Zealanders leaving?
Yeah, that's a we don't know the answer to that question, do we? I mean, because lots of young people are going, and you have to speculate on what that means in terms of loss of talent over time. I mean, neither of my 20-something offspring are here, and I'm sure you're in the same same boat as well. So that interesting composition when we think about the composition of migration at the moment, because you know people are coming, Mike, but actually people are leaving as well, and so both sides of the ledger in terms of movement and people running very high levels. And look, this is now a well-entrenched and well-established trend. We know without a shadow of a doubt that migration is strong. And revisions at the moment, which we've been sort of worried about all year, they're just currently pushing the numbers higher. I mean, Mike, we know these numbers are volatile, but no amount of revisions are going to change the sort of thrust of the impulse, are they? I mean, we've been told all year on numbers are volatile, but look, there's an undoubted trend here. So numbers out yesterday, well circulated. For the record, annual permanent long-term migration is running at about 118,000, which is a record. And obviously, as we pointed out, the composition is notable. You've got a net loss of New Zealand citizens, which is at a record, almost 45,000 people. I just want to put these numbers in context, Mike, because I was looking at this morning, and I thought, well, what does that mean, 118,000 people? Well, Dunedin City has a population of between 130,000 and 140,000. So the total number of net long-term permanent migration is running at close to the population of the city of Dunedin. Look, at the moment, the underlying economic momentum in the country is weak. So this current influx of people, rather than fueling inflation, that used to be the common wisdom, you know, around the impact of the influx of people, it's going to be inflationary. But actually, at the moment, it seems to be stopping us from moving backwards. So where would we be without the people? And I mean, it's also been pointed out that it eases the pressure in the labour market. A wee word of caution, I would say, though, it's important now to start thinking about the sustainability of this population surge, because it is sort of starting to drop off a bit, but the revisions do seem to sort of push those monthly numbers higher. I think the Reserve Bank will be wary of the potential inflationary impacts if the strong migration continues and if the economy sort of late next year starts to recover. It could infer some caution from them as when it starts to think about cutting the OCR. But yeah, Mike, look, I don't know, 45,000 people. If you look at the age groups yesterday, they're all young people going. It's got to be problematic at some point, hasn't it?
Exactly. And speaking of problematic, this is the card spending. It makes it interesting. So it's going backwards, and yet we have all these people, more people spending, and yet we're still going backwards.
Absolutely, and I just don't think we're talking about this enough. Look, card spending numbers were weak in October, despite the 120,000 people. These people aren't Scotch mist, and they haven't just arrived yesterday. You know, a lot of these people have been here for 12 months, and they have to spend. You have to spend to live. Everybody has to eat. They have to rent, and the numbers are not great despite that. So it's somewhat of a worrying signal, because at the same time as these retail sales are slowing, your labour market is moderating. So we're going to have more people out of work over the next 12 months. So for the record, total card spending fell 0.7%. We've now had two consecutive months of declines. Key takeaway this morning for listeners, the water cooler tip today, card spending data is not adjusted for inflation. Look at the annual number of total retail card spending. It's down 2% for the 12 months to October 23 versus 12 months to October 22. If you factor inflation into that as well, Mike, that number is well below zero. And just to finish on a cheery note, the mortgage bite gets deeper over the coming months, Mike. We haven't seen the full transmission of higher wholesale rates into the mortgage rate yet. So there's a cheery thought for the morning, isn't it?
The BNZ bumped their mortgage rates yet again. Now, what are the numbers?
The numbers, so good news again. Dow Jones up 112 points. That's 0.3%, 34,939. The S&P 500 over 4,500, 4,505. It's up about a quarter of a percent. The NASDAQ up 0.16%, 14,117. The FTSE 100 was up 0.6% yesterday, 7,486. The Nikkei stormed 2.5% higher, 33,519. Shanghai Composite gain just over 0.5%, 3,072. The ASX 200, big day yesterday, up 1.42%, just under 100 points, 7105. And our local market had a great day yesterday, up 180 points, 1.61%, 11,352. The Kiwi dollar has been very strong. It's at 0.6027 against the US, 0.9247 against the Aussie, 0.5554 euro, 0.4849 pounds, 91.05 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,962, and Brent crude's come off a little bit, $81.43.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.